The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Amos chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. Amos said, "Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure on Mount Samaria, you notable men of the foremost nation to whom the people of Israel come. Go to Calnaan, look at it. Go from there to Great Hamath, and then go down to Gath in Philistia. Are they better off than your two kingdoms? Is their land larger than yours? You put off the evil day and bring near a reign of terror. You lie on beds inlaid with ivory and lounge on your couches. You dine on choice lambs and fattened calves. You strum away on your harps like David and improvise on musical instruments. You drink wine by the bowlful and use the finest lotions, but you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, you will be going. You will be among the first to go into exile. Your feasting and lounging will end." My dear friends in Christ, in my early years here in Eaton Rapids, there was a time when I went to the hospital to visit one of the members of Calvary, and after I was done visiting that member, what happened is that there happened to be a nurse at the hospital who knew that I was a pastor, who came up to me and said that she thought that there was this one woman, a patient, who would benefit from a visit from me. And so what I quite naturally thought is that I'd enter into a room and there would be a lady who was struggling with some bad illness or some physical problem that had her down, and that she would appreciate hearing about Jesus the Savior. Unfortunately, I was wrong. Well, when I went into the room, I said something like, "I'm a pastor, and a nurse told me you might appreciate a visit from me. Would you like me to share with you a devotion from God's Word?" She promptly responded, "No." And I was quite surprised and asked her the reason why she felt that way. Well, what happened is she told me that she believed that religion was for weak people, for people who were weak, and she hoped she'd never be in a position where she would need religion. She felt that she was strong and could handle things on her own. I thought that her response was really quite strange at the time and illogical and, well, actually even foolish when you get right down to it. There she was, stuck in a hospital bed. She was in a position where she was weak and she did need help. I kind of wanted to say to her, "You fool, you're being in the hospital. It proves the fact that you're weak and that you need help." Of course, I wouldn't have said, "You fool," even though I was really thinking it, and in reality, that's what she was. I wouldn't have said that, but maybe that is what she needed to hear. You know, I never saw that lady again. And what I did end up learning is that she did die, and maybe it was days or weeks or, but it was sometime soon after the time that I saw her there in the hospital. And the sad thing is that when you think about her, she was like the vast majority of the people to whom Amos was speaking in the words of our reading today. Basically, the ones to whom Amos wrote, they were saying that they were going to trust in their strength and in their riches to deal with life. They were going to trust in their strength to deal with the problems of this life. They were going to trust in their riches, their money, their possessions to enjoy life. to give themselves true happiness. But you know what happened is that the northern kingdom of Israel, soon it ended up falling to the Assyrians, and later on, the southern kingdom also fell, but to the Babylonian Empire. Don't be like that lady, and especially don't be like the leaders in Israel and Judah. Those nations fell, that lady died. And I have to say that when I left her hospital room that day, I was deeply troubled, and I was saying to myself, that lady, if she continues in her unbelief, she's going to hell. That's a sad thing to have to say. Whenever I remember this story, I always hope that the Holy Spirit had a chance to somehow or other reach her before she died. Amos speaks some strong words of warning to Israel, to Judah, and to us. He's saying, do not trust or boast in your strength. Do not trust or boast in your riches. Thankfully, though, Scripture doesn't just say to us, don't trust or boast in your strength. Don't trust or boast in your riches. Scriptures also say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The Holy Spirit, He works through words like that and through baptism to call us to faith and to make us believing children of God, so that we know that Jesus lived and died for us to pay for all of our sins, and to know that Jesus rose from the dead to prove the fact that our sins are paid for. Oh, thank God that He has worked faith in your hearts. But also hear these warnings from the prophet Amos. Like that lady, and like the leaders in Judah and Israel, we're always being tempted to trust in and to boast in our strength, our own strength and our riches, and think that they can take care of us. But they can't save us. They can't save us. But Jesus does save us. Trust and boast in the Lord, in what He has done for you, so you can be sure of heaven. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, please help us to never trust in our own strength or in our money or possessions, but to trust in You and in our Savior Jesus Christ, so that we will never fall, so we can always be sure of heaven. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.